GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show with a money man on the radio. Hey, George, who is the fella with locations all up and down the coast of Maine? He's a number-crunching bean counter. He's lovable and he's huggable and he's on line three right now.
Hello, Tom Hicks.
Hey, now. Good morning, fellas.
And who's on loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they say...
You matter more.
He's right here with me.
Right here with you.
With me, Paul Tormey.
Happy belated birthday, George.
Thank you.
Guys, last week we kicked around a survey, a study that found, I think it was seniorlist.com, that pegged Maine as the 46th most affordable state in which to live. 46th most affordable. Well, the District of Columbia is included on that. So when you do the math and reverse the headline, it's actually Maine is the fifth least affordable state in which to live. And we can get into why seniorlist.com found that. They looked at data that came from the government. But Tom Hicks, were you surprised to see Maine so low on the list of the most affordable states?
Not at all. We all feel the pinch every single month when we write the mortgage check and, you know, real estate taxes and the power bill and all that stuff. And we all know that it costs more, you know, to live in the Northeast. I was surprised, quite frankly, that Massachusetts didn't, you know, rank, you know, higher in the least affordable states, you know, of the New England states. When this study looked at our per capita spending, Mainers spend 91.3% of their income on all of their, you know, all of their spending decisions, including, you know, living and taxes, insurance, and all those sorts of things. And Massachusetts folks, only 82.4. So I was surprised that Massachusetts wasn't a little bit higher. But, you know, given our cost of energy in the Northeast, not surprised at all.
Paul, what was your first blush? What did you make of this the survey?
Well, I think there's good news and bad news here. The bad news is Tom is correct that the Northeast, generally speaking, is the most expensive region in the country to live in, according to this study and according to what people have to spend on things. And the biggest categories are housing, which you might imagine. Healthcare comes in second. So, and these things are expensive, generally speaking, in the Northeast. So, and, you know, Mainers, according to these measures, as Tom said, spend 90-point-something percent of the average income. So that's, you know, kind of the rough message here. The good news is this is there's data that's not included here. And Tom alluded to it when he says, I'm surprised to see Massachusetts not on here. District of Columbia on this, which is a very expensive place to live, comes in as the most affordable. So you kind of have to, like all of these lists, get into the data and take a conclusion with, you know, California was not in the top 10 on most expensive. And that's a very expensive place to live. Everybody knows that. Every other list you see puts California on the top of the list. So you have to get into the numbers and crunch it and see, you know, what are they talking about here? And I think part of what explains this is that this leaves out a lot of the tax burden that people have to pay.
Well, after we did the show the other day, I got curious about it, and I went to a number of other groups to do surveys to see if they agree with that, and they didn't. Not surprisingly, because what you put in is what you get out sometimes. And to Tom's point, Massachusetts was, in one of the surveys I looked at, one of the worst. Absolute. One of the worst states to live in. One of the most expensive cities to live in the United States. And to the point of New England and Northeast being bad, it is. And there are a lot of states in there. Maine, actually, in one survey you looked at, didn't do too bad at all. But Florida's horrible. So... you've got to be a little careful, Tom, always with numbers and the data, right?
Well, as I, you know, say frequently, you can lie with statistics. You can make it say, you know, kind of anything you want by what you, you know, leave in or what you take out. You know, it's it can be as important what you exclude as what you put in. But I think, you know, this particular article is really trying to, you know, show the regional aspects of, you know, these numbers. And when you look at those states that come in, you know, much more favorable than the Northeast, I I think it's all about population. It's all about the numbers. It's about how we're spreading that cost across, you know, those heads that are that per capita across that region. So is it any surprise that Arizona, you know, comes in better when we consider that there's, what, maybe 1.2 to 1.3 million people that live in the state of Maine, and there's, you know, significantly more than that living in other states, you know. So I think it's all about what you put in and what you exclude.
And, Paul, it does make a difference where we live in Maine. If you're living on the coast or you're living in rural Maine, there is a difference, right?
Absolutely. When you look at the number one category of spending, which I mentioned a minute ago, as housing, and you think about the Maine housing market, it's really the tale of two cities. I mean, there are places in Maine where you can buy a whole street for the cost of what it would cost you to get a decent small house in other parts of the state. So, and I don't say that, you know, to throw shade on the rural areas of Maine. It's just that there are certain pockets of Maine that are extremely expensive to live in and not a lot available. And that's, you know, this lack of supply is driving up the cost of housing in certain places in Maine. And we all know where those are. So yes, it does matter.
I can get you an apartment in Monticello, Maine for dirt cheap. In fact, dirt's probably all that would cost you to go. They'll pay you to come live in Monticello. But to you, Tom Hicks, okay, taking these figures to the bank, Bangor Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, what are we to do about it?
Well, you know, here in Maine, I think we all know that we have seen better times in our state, much, much better times. And this is, you know, when you have kind of a limit in terms of, you know, what you can earn, what's kind of work is available, where, you know, your costs, things which you don't control, like, you know, interest rates when you go out to find a mortgage, the, you know, the market for housing, the cost of putting oil in that tank, you know, our earning capacity is pretty well limited up here because so much of our industry is gone. You know, let's face it, making paper is gone, textiles gone, leather gone, shoes gone, all of it. And really what we're kind of left with is, you know, tourism. So our earning capacity is somewhat limited compared to, let's say, the District of Columbia. You wonder why they, you know, come in so high. I don't know. There are a lot of government workers in the District of Columbia. You know, are there, you know, a lot more opportunities for higher incomes? So we've got to find a way to get good paying jobs back in Maine, and it's got to start in Augusta.
Paul, the same question to you. Okay, it's tough to live here. It's expensive to live here. Okay, depending on where you live. But what are we supposed to do about it? Do we have to move?
The driver here, I think, for us in Maine is, as Tom mentioned, our geographic location. We're in the northern corner. And I've always thought that if we are going to succeed, we need to try harder. We have geography and the climate against us. Things have to travel further to get here, and it's colder here. And so we need to try harder. And so, you know, Governor LePage, you railed about this for 8 years, the cost of energy. So expensive here, you know, and fuel also. I mean, when you go to New Jersey and you see how inexpensive the gas is, or you go down south and you see how inexpensive it is compared to here, or the cost of electricity, you know, when they're paying 4 or 5 cents a kilowatt down in Tennessee or in the southern United States. So we need to go. I mean, yes, the quick wins are great, but the things that are really driving the expense of living around here, those are the things we should be looking at.
He mentioned healthcare. Tom, you mentioned healthcare. If you go across New England, healthcare in New England is much higher than it is in other parts of the country.
Not nearly as bad as if you live in Alaska.
Well, Alaska and Hawaii outliers, right.
Those are,
everything in Hawaii is horrible.
Yeah, and that, you know, you can certainly understand why. I can remember back in, 1979 and 1980 when I was actually living in Alaska, that a gallon of milk in Cordova, Alaska was $5 a gallon. Of course, you get the reason why. It's not unlike what Paul said, where we have to, our goods have to travel, travel further. But, given, I think medical care, health care comes in at like number two on what we spend our money on. And, that is a super complex, situation with what costs us in health care. And, certainly pharmaceuticals and the diagnostic and testing, things that we now have available in healthcare certainly driving some of that cost. But it was a little unclear to me, and maybe Paul has some insights. Why is it so much more expensive here in New England as opposed to other parts of the country?
Yeah, Paul, the same operation in Bangor will be different than it is in Portland, and the same operation in Portland is different than it is in Worcester. It boggles my mind.
I'm certainly not a certified healthcare industry
analyst.
Yeah. But, it's just like anything else. So like I was just saying, we need to try harder. It's harder to attract physicians to come work in Maine. We have clients in healthcare. They all say the same thing. That's what keeps them up at night. How do we get our folks? How do we get these hospitals staffed with people? There's only so many specialists and GPs coming out of these medical schools. How do we get them to say, hey, Maine is a great place to come? And we do have a compelling story here, a great quality of life story. But we're competing against everybody else. So, that drives up costs. That the fact that we have an aging population that consumes more healthcare, that keeps costs high.
This text message into us as we talk with the money men, Paul and Tom, about the survey that found Maine is the fifth most expensive state in which to live. Yes, we're in the northern corner, but we're also right on a major ocean and we're bordering another nation. We should be the beginning of the pipeline, not Boston. But instead, policies from Augusta hamper this. Without going too far down a political road, Tom Hicks, are there policies which are exacerbating the fact that we are the fifth least expensive state in the nation in which to live, work, and play?
Well, sure. And the number one thing you can go to is taxes. We're amongst the highest taxed income tax states in the country. Our top tax rate is about, 8%. But I agree wholeheartedly with, this caller. We should be, the beginning of the pipeline, not the end of the pipeline. And when I think about the thousands of miles of coastline that we have here in Maine and the natural deep water ports that could be, exploited and, used to our benefit. And, regardless of what your politics are, and when we talked, years ago about the East-West Highway, I really think, using those two things could have really made a huge difference in the lives of Mainers, particularly in their income. And, we're not there. We're apparently not there yet, but I agree with the caller. I think we should be the beginning and not the end.
Seconds after you said the phrase East-West Highway comes this text message. We can't even build a road from east to west in this state. Paul, without going too far down a political road, the policies that maybe exacerbate the fact that we're the fifth least expensive state in which to live?
Well, I think Tom is right, and the caller has a good point. And thankfully, there are, this is not a new idea. There's a lot of great folks, the Maine International Trade Center, and also some partnerships with the Canadian, the Maritime Provinces. People are working on it. So that's great.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.